This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1930. Sign up versus sign in. Participate more with these English phrasal verbs. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Are you participating in your life in English? Today, learn the difference between sign up and sign in, and get examples of when you'd use this to talk about going out into the world and doing things in your life.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team, but it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. Have you been to Orange Theory lately? I know you like to work out there.
Oh, yeah, I went last night even. Oh, my gosh, we had a crazy like week of workouts. They do this whole program close to Halloween where you have to do a certain number of workouts within a week to get a T-shirt. So I got my T-shirt.
Oh, fun. My brother-in-law started doing Orange Theory. Oh. He really likes it.
Yeah.
Is it hard to like sign up for classes, like to get a space? Do they run out of room?
Not anymore post-pandemic. This is one of the things that's changed. And it's really interesting. Like, I wonder how the pandemic affected their business model. I never have a problem getting a spot. I can always sign up. I can sign up right when I walk in the door. Usually I forget to sign up and I just go. And then I sign up right when I walk in the door. When I sign in, you know, at the same time I'm signing in, I sign up. It's true.
That's funny. So, sign up, sign in. This is getting, I'm getting confused, Lindsay. We got to go over this. And you know what? It's kind of convenient because we have a listener question about this.
We love it when we get great listener questions. And this, you know, this week or the last couple of weeks, we've had some great questions from Amdi Baka from Mauritania. This is just the second one from that listener. I love it. And I also love how this listener started the question, hello, Lindsay and Michelle, what's shaken?
Yes, that's fun. That's good. All right. So,
All right. So let me read the question. I'm Amdi Baka from Mauritania. I get confused when I see phrasal verbs, sign in and sign up. When I try to sign up or in, I see these two options. Can you tell me what is the difference? And how can we use them in the right way? You know what? I bet this listener is living in an English speaking country because I feel like it's a very practical thing to know sign up versus sign in. I mean, the example we had about Orange Theory is perfect, right? Living life in English. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is all the time because we're always like signing up or signing into something, right? Like when you're starting something. So it's a great question. So let's go over it. So Lindsay, what is sign up?
All right. So back to basics, guys. Here we go. So sign up is just to register for something. So for me, you know, when I go to the Orange Theory app, I can see all the options for nights and class times. And then I can sign up ahead of time. I can say I'm coming to that one, right? That is signing up.
You're right. I'm coming. I'm coming to this. Okay. So like we would use this a lot, I feel like, on mm-hmm. Allers English for things like special events, web classes, like, oh, yeah. guys, be sure to sign up for our event on the 16th. So
yes,
it's good for like specific events where you have to mm-hmm. add your name to something, say that you're going to do something,
yes.
that you're going to attend something.
Or other examples, I'm thinking if you're going to volunteer, you could sign up to volunteer. Like, have you ever done like on, I've never done this before, but I'd like to one day, is serve food at like a Thanksgiving meal at kind of at a community shelter or something like that, you know?
I haven't done that, but we've been trying to do other things to like volunteer lately.
Yeah, signing up to volunteer, right?
Right.
And
I like that.
There's something good about it because when you sign up, you put your name down there and you say you're coming, so you can't just spontaneously say, oh, I don't feel like it, right?
Right, mm-hmm. right, right. You're kind of committing as much as possible.
Yeah.
What's interesting is like, well, okay, you know what? I want to talk about this more in the sign-in example.
Okay.
I'll get back to it. but then I feel like another unique and fun thing, do you ever hear people say like, sign me up?
Oh, yeah, this is great.
So what is that?
Well, this is just expressing with a lot of enthusiasm that you want to be there. You're excited, right? Let's give our listeners a little role play here, right?
All right.
Oh, wow. That salad looks amazing.
Well, Lindsay, I never say this about a salad, but sign me up.
Okay. Are we like signing up to attend a salad making event or what's happening here, Michelle? I'm not clear.
No, this is just like, I want that. Like, yeah, that sounds awesome. You know, so you could say that, Anna, just as a, yeah, I'm in. It's basically
I'm in, right? And this could go for so many different things, which is not literally putting your name on a list, right? I could imagine I go to a friend and I say, hey, you know, we're all going to the mountains this weekend. We're going to go rent an Airbnb. We're going to go hiking, bring our dogs, you know, and the person might say, oh, sign us up, like, or sign me up.
Right.
I want to go.
Basically like, mm-hmm. oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah,
you know?
That sounds awesome. And I want to participate. Right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Absolutely. And participate in eating the salad in this situation.
Are you not a salad eater? You don't like salad?
No, I am. No, I am.
Okay. I just wanted to see if that was real. Okay. Got it.
Well, some salads are boring, but some are like really amazing.
Oh, I love salads. You can just be so creative with them, you know?
Yeah. It's true. So that's sign up. So let's go over sign in. So what, Lindsay, what do you think about sign in?
So this is more when the thing is happening, right? So
yes.
to put your name on something signifying that you have arrived, like you have come to what you said you were going to come to, like you're physically somewhere. This could be used at the doctor's office, right? When you get in the door, you would say, please sign in over there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or at the Orange Theory. So like, Lindsay, let's talk about like when you said, I sign up there and then I sign in. So what does that mean? Can you go over that?
So I said because sometimes I forget, like it's just part of my routine now. At 6 o'clock, I leave the house. I start walking in that direction. And sometimes I forget to sign up, as I said. So sometimes as I'm walking in the door, I both sign up. So I'm on the list. And then when I walk up to the desk, I immediately sign in, but I have to sign up to be on the list so I can sign in. Does that make sense? I say, when I sign in, I say, hey, I'm here. You know, I'm taking my spot. I'm here. Yeah.
Right. Okay. That made me laugh. That was but like, yeah, I think of it like, I mean, now a lot of the signing up and signing in does happen through like apps and things
sure.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like doctor's offices are one place where you still like sign your name, you know, really. Mm-hmm. And I mean, but there are lots of places too, but like something like Orange Theory. Wait, do you actually sign?
Yes.
Like, do you write your name when you get there?
Well, you go up to the desk and you say who you are, and then they say, oh, do you want tread or rower or elliptical, or what do you want to start on? And then you say, I'll take tread 11 or something.
Got it. So, but some places you might actually sign in on an app, and some places you have to write your name down.
Right, right. It depends. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Love that.
And you know what I was just thinking, what I wanted to mention before was it's at a doctor's office, like, because we're talking about Orange Theory here, and you're saying you sign up for the class, but you don't sign up for a doctor's appointment.
Oh, that's a good point. So what would be the difference? There.
You make an appointment,
right?
Like you make an appointment. So it's interesting, that little nuance. So sometimes you might not. It's like you don't use, like, okay, another thing would be a restaurant. Like you don't sign up for a reservation.
That's a good
point.
You
make a reservation.
It's a good point. But you do sign up, as we said earlier, for a webinar, for example. So,
right.
So what is the difference, just so that our listeners know, between making an appointment, making a reservation, and signing up? How do we know the difference?
I don't know if it's like one specific difference. It just might be in the context. Well, can you put your finger on it?
I think it's when the thing is already happening no matter what.
Very good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the class is happening at 6:45, whether I come or not. The webinar is happening, whether you guys sign up or not, right? But an appointment, a reservation, those are specially made for me, right? That's right, an arrangement I make with my doctor or with the restaurant down the street. So that's the difference. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
That was very quick.
Well, I'm warming up here, Michelle. We started early, but I'm getting my mind back, so it's good. I do want to remind our listeners, Michelle, what they should do to make sure they don't miss a single episode of our show. What should they do?
Okay, so hit follow on All Ears English to make sure you don't miss anything.
Yes, yeah, smash that follow button. Go for it, guys. Four episodes a week. So good. Do we have more examples so our listeners can really get this?
Absolutely. Here we go. We're going to do a couple of role plays, actually. Okay.
All right. So first one, are you thinking of signing up to audition for the school play?
Yes.
Okay. The sign up sheet is over there.
Great.
Okay. When you get to your audition time, be sure to sign in with Tracy because she needs to know you are there. Nice. Very typical. Very typical, right? Or a play, a drama production, something like that.
Right. Exactly. So you said, are you thinking of signing up to audition?
Yeah.
And then what did you say?
Say, okay, the sign up sheet is over there. So now we're making a noun here, right? The sign up sheet. So,
right.
And again, we can see the example of why are we saying sign up? Because that audition is happening no matter what, right? Whether you attend or not. So that's why we're using sign up there. Yeah.
Right. It's like, whether you come or not, you're not special. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the idea, right? Some event is already happening. And then, okay, when you get to your audition time, be sure to sign in with Tracy. And that's when I arrive. I'm going to sign in, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, all right. So we'll do another one in just a second here. Okay. Let's get it up.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Okay, Michelle, let's get into our second role play. I know that our listeners love these role plays, right? Mm-hmm. Great way to learn. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So here I am, a receptionist at the front desk of a doctor's office.
Here we go. Hi, I have an appointment.
Great. Just sign in here if you can.
Sure thing.
Are you interested in signing up for our workshop with Dr. Lisa about heart health?
Oh, yes. I'd love to sign up. Nice. Heart health. Very important. We have high rates of heart disease in the U.S. So we need to you know, get on it and understand heart health a little bit better as a country, I think. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. So you came to your appointment. I said, just sign in here if you can.
Yes.
And that's kind of a nuance. Like, I feel like that sounds very natural, but it sounds so funny. Like, if you can, it's just a polite way to tell someone to do something.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, exactly. So language patterns, I would ask myself immediately, is this a gender thing, right? Is this something that women would say more than a man, if a man were working at the front desk? I don't know. It depends on personality, too. Right. But it's kind of strange, right, to say if you can. Well, of course I can. You know, I'm here.
Right.
It's just a nice way to say, do this. Yeah, exactly. It's a little more like maybe inclusive or supportive. It's just a nuance that we add onto our language. It's not necessary, but it softens what you're saying. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then what did I say?
Are you interested in signing up for our workshop with Dr. Lisa? Again, the workshop's happening. Right. Do you want to come? That's my question.
Right. And then you said, yes, I'd love to sign up.
So good. All right, good. Any other important things to think about here? Formal, informal? I mean, I think it's all over English.
I think so,
these
too.
Phrases.
I think these ones are both formal, informal. But yeah, I think that, you know, guys, this is a great question. It's important to know the subtle differences between the phrasal verbs, right? And also, like we talked about, lots of things came up today, like the difference between, you know, what's the difference between making an appointment and signing up for something and how you know the difference. So that came up and Lindsay was an all-star and immediately spotting the difference there.
I think that, you know, the reason I love today's episode is that if you're using sign up and sign in English all the time, it means you are participating in English in your daily life.
That's true. Either you got to sign up for stuff.
Exactly. Either you're attending events in English or you're living in an English speaking country and you're actually living your life. You're going out there. You're volunteering yourself for things. So do more signing up and more signing in. I think that's what I want to leave our listeners with here today. So good. Participate in your life. It. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Well, this was a great question. Practical and also gave us the opportunity to really talk about these nuances.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, Michelle, I'll talk to you very soon. You have a good one.
All right, bye. You too.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.